Good evening, my friends. You're listening to the Gospel Ministry with Brother Moore. Hear it every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday evening at 5 p.m. right here on KPRO Inspirational Radio, 1570 a.m. on your dial. Call a friend and hold on. I'll be right back with the gospel.
You are now listening to The Gospel with Brother Moore, sponsored by Crown of Life Publishers, publishing the word of truth. For all of your book publishing, media production, audio and video solutions, visit us online at crownoflifepublishers.com.
You're the heir to the promise God made to Abraham. Go get your inheritance. Anybody gonna go get it out there?
Somebody arresting Brother Moore, who do you have today on your gospel mix? Well, here we go. We have Donald Lawrence and the Tri-Cities Singers, Brian Cage, Karen Clark Hughes, Victory, Helen Bella, Kurt Carr. Hope we can get a few more in for you. Enjoy them. God bless you.
Yeah! Feel it in the atmosphere. America. We serve a global God. We serve a universal God. He is a God of every nation. He is an omnipresent God. He can be here, there, and everywhere at the same time. I serve notice to the enemy by the power of God invested in me. We have authority to tell the enemy to back off. We have authority to overtake the enemy.
Oh, Father to take a stand. Not knowing I'd lose my best friend. But I'd rather live right than in hell. Lift up my eyes. All God's children just stand. Yeah. Tell somebody, say,
you stand.
Yeah, Lord, yeah. Stand for holiness.
Stand for holiness. Whoa. Stand for righteousness.
And be counted,
among them that shall reign with him.
Take a stand, not believing, I'd lose some of my friends. And I would rather, I'd rather live right than in hell. Lift up my eyes, all of God's children to stand. Stand, everybody say it, you stand. Stand for holiness.
Stand for holiness. Oh. Stand for
church as a little girl, 7 years old, and grandmother used to take me to church back in Tulsa, Oklahoma, and I used to sing for the Lord, and I used to sing in the adult choir, and I loved the Lord with all my heart. By the time I was 9 years old, I was gung-ho, and my grandmother even said to me one day, she said, you know, baby, God's going to use you one day. And I didn't know what she meant, but I knew I liked the sound of God using me. By the time I was 11 years old, my mother and father and my five brothers and my little sister, we moved from Tulsa to California. My dad's job has transferred him out here. And by the time I was 12 years old, I found myself in the nightclubs in Los Angeles. My mom and dad used to go to the clubs on the weekends. They didn't know the Lord Jesus. And grandma wasn't around anymore, so we just quit going to church. Was in the nightclubs at 12 years old, and that was the worst place and the last place I needed to be. But I had a praying grandmother. By the time I was 13 years old, I had recorded my first single and began to open up for people like Stevie Wonder and Aretha Franklin, B.B. King, and Bill Cosby. And I remember opening up for him one time, and things began to happen. Hallelujah. Things began to happen all around me. The devil had a trap set. He was going to set me up, because see, I liked it. I liked the money. I was making a lot of money. And I liked the glamour. And I liked the applause, because that said, I love you. We all want to be loved. Hallelujah. I didn't know that Jesus loved me. I didn't know it then. When I was 16 years old, I had had a baby out of wedlock, and by the time I was 17 years old, I left home and joined the cast of Hair, and I began to travel all across the country. I was making more money than my mom and dad put together by then, and things were looking pretty good. Then I was introduced to marijuana. Devil had a trap set. Next thing I know, it was pills. Pills to get up in the morning and pills to go to bed at night. Then it was the alcohol. And then I became very promiscuous and ran around with a lot of people I had no business being with. And one day I was introduced to cocaine. And I know that all drugs are a spirit. But this cocaine became my best friend. And I began to hang out with the devil, and I did everything that I was big and bad enough to do. Hallelujah. I've been set free. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
What a journey through the gospel with Brother Moore. Sponsored by Crown of Life Publishers. Publishing the word of truth. For all of your book publishing and media needs, find out more at crownoflifepublishers.com. And hear more of the gospel with Brother Moore at
harvestministryca.org.
For a copy of this gospel message, please write Brother Moore at 220 Four Season Boulevard, Hemet, California, 92545, or call 951-318-2371. And once again,
harvestministryca.org,
where you hear more gospel preaching, gospel music, and gospel webinars. You've been listening to The Gospel by Brother Moore.
Even though I failed, didn't always do God's will. But God being the faith of God, He is. He looked beyond my faults and He blessed me with my needs. You